Sports Bowl Podcast.
Yeah, it's Jay Reed at Sports Bowl Podcast. We're going to start it off today with my man B with this Major League Baseball brawl. He going to jump right into it. What happened today out there, man?
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Cincinnati Reds and Pittsburgh Pirates, man. We had Garrett on the mound, walked the player, coach, catcher, go up to the mound and give him a talk. And in the middle of the talk, he just nods his head like okay, and just charges the man, the dugout. So immediately dugouts is clear, bench is clear. It's crazy, man. And then as it cooled down, Yasiel Puig, man, I say to Mike Tyson of the MLB, man, he's an animal. It's just, I mean, he don't like to be touched or even told what to do, man. So he just out there rocking out doing his thing, man. It was crazy. It was a crazy fight.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I saw the clips on the internet. It looked like one man took it upon himself to take on the whole dugout. But, you know, some suspensions is going to come out. It's going to be some fines involved. We're going to see what happens with this, man. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, I don't even know if this is the playoff run, it's the playoff chase here, but in the heat of the moment, I know tensions is high, that you got to expect that with grown men out there doing their thing. You know, it's always going to be that testosterone that's going to take over. But, you know, we see what happened after that.
Yeah, man, it was even crazier because Yasiel Puig just got traded right after that game. They traded him over to the Cleveland Indians, so it's crazy, man. I know the Phillies was in, like, a possible interest, but, yeah, man, right after that, and I seen Cincinnati actually just put a couple post-ups just showing him love, man, and just, like, just giving him well wishes. So, you know what I mean? Like, it was a tough brawl, but, I mean, I think Cincinnati even still just respects the man. So, I mean, maybe he's the way he is for a reason, man. He's a good player.
Yeah, look, they just talking about this news that broke, or the trade. It broke during the eighth inning, during the Pirates game. But the outfielder, he still was out there fighting. Even though he was involved in the trade, he still was out there doing his thing, fighting with his teammates. He got traded in the eighth inning. But, yeah, that is crazy. They made a few moves. Reportedly, they traded Tuesday some outfielders as part of some deals with the Padres, trying to make their run. So that's what happens when tensions is high.
Yeah, man, it's the MLB, man. I think it's, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, it's interesting for the organization because you don't want that bad publicity. But I mean, baseball is not the, like, nobody's you don't find everybody to be excited about watching baseball, but I don't know, like, hearing about the benches getting cleared and the little rascal with the boys, man. I don't know. I kind of like it, but it's funny, man. It's business, too, but it's cool. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, that business aspect, you know, they're going to dig in them pockets. You know, as soon as I see that fight break out, I know there's money involved. I know there's heavy fines. You know, baseball players, they get them guaranteed contracts. They make that big money. So I guess they feel like they can go out there and do their thing because they can afford to pay the fines. They ain't worried about it. But, you know, we're going to see what happens with those two teams and see where they go from here, see what this fight, see how it affects the rest of their season.
True. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're going to switch over to some NBA news. We got some hot topics that came along today. Oh, man, Melo in the news. He not even in the league, but yet he's still in the news.
Melo,
Hoodie Melo. The Knicks reportedly were going to bring him back only if they were able to get two other stars in free agency. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant was definitely on their list. But I think that's disrespectful for them to only bring Melo back on the terms of if we get somebody else, man. How you feel about that?
I mean, they've dealt with him. You know what I mean? They've already dealt with Carmelo, so they know what he's about. I mean, his track record speaks, man. I'm a huge Syracuse fan. I mean, Melo gave us a chip, you know, and I love Melo in Denver. When he played with AI, when he got into that good Western Conference battle with Kobe. And I liked Melo at Denver, and when he came to New York, I liked him there too. I like, you know what I mean? He had a He was there with Linsanity. They had a moment going on like that. They had a good run that year. I think they made it to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, they was definitely a playoff team. They brought a lot of excitement. That team was never in the contention for a championship. You know, Hoodie Mello, he always been about his bread, his money, chasing the money. You know, so I can understand them wanting to have other two players as to put them in a championship contention, because he's never proven to be the main leader on a team that could take a team to the championship, except for in college. But you know, in the NBA, it's a whole different game. So we're gonna see where Melo ends up this season. Is he gonna land in the NBA? I don't think his pride will let him go overseas. I think he has the money to do whatever he needs to do right now. I think he needs to link up somewhere where he can win a championship. I don't know if New York is the spot. I mean, it would make a big splash. The coach got to blend. It got to be a certain vibe with Melo. He is up there in age. That has to be considered. So, you know, I really don't see him ending up in New York at this point.
You think he's what if you bring him to New York, like have him come off the bench, like whatever.
See, that's the thing with Melo. He's not a bench type player. I think you devalue his ability when you bring him off the bench, and his ego, which is
his ego affects his game.
His ego definitely affects his game. So he gonna have to find the right fit. I think the only fit is in with the Lakers to play with LeBron. I think LeBron is the only person that he could play with that could say, all right, we're going to work out this way. We're going to train this way. Like, he ain't going to let him get content or get lazy. You know what I'm saying? They're going, because, you know, LeBron's about his championship. So if Melo ain't going to the Lakers, you know, he might as well just, you know, hang it up as one of the all-time great scorers and, you know, move on to the next chapter in his life.
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame? It's hard for me to put that on him. I had to take a closer look at his statistics. We already know he got a zero in the championship column, but we're gonna have to take a look. He gotta be AI great with his numbers. I'm gonna have to AI was his greatness allowed him to get into the Hall of Fame despite not having a championship. But
but AI won a conference. Made it. He had a finals run.
He had at least a finals appearance is on his rap sheet. So, you know, we see what Carmelo do to end out this last chapter of his career. He's definitely on the end of his career. NBA season is on the way. We got CJ McCollum signing a 3-year, $100 million contract. $100 million for
33, close to 33 a year.
Yeah, man. He's still old, 57.
35?
27 years old. $57 million over the next two seasons. I mean, they got the backcourt with Damian Lillard locked up until the 2025 season. That's a good look for them, but are they championship ready? Does that contract put them in contention for a championship with that deal?
I don't know, man. The West is different. The West is developing and into something that's it was strong, but a lot of things are falling, breaking. But some are still building, like you see. So, but the thing about the Blazers is that they've been around for a while and they've taken a couple beatings for a while, and now they're investing in their guys. They're probably trying to build the strongest backcourt in the NBA. Honestly, with these two boys, it's crazy, man. They definitely, I think he's worth it for sure.
And yeah, they got one of the top backcourts up there with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. They definitely got one of the elite backcourts. The West, like you said, the West is stacked. You know, they spending all this money signing players, the Supermax deals. They did add Hassan Whiteside as a backup, you know, to you know, their center they got there now, Jurkovic. You know what I'm saying? He just coming off that ACL injury. So they're gonna need a backup plan. But at the end of the day, I think the West is too loaded at the top with heavy superstars at the top for them to be in the championship contention, at least this upcoming season. They took some lumps. But you know they pushed. They a Western Conference. They took the Warriors to the max in the Western Conference. So they're gonna come back hungry. but it's a lot of teams hungry, you know, especially the teams at the top.
Yeah, I got Steph and Clay, definitely top backcourt. With just Clay sitting out here, that's what I'm trying to. I just see like that team just getting stronger. Maybe not this year, but maybe going at it with LeBron or possibly like a good like run with Pop. You know, like and even over Utah. Utah's got some good things going on. Denver, like. Yeah. It's the West is strong, so.
The West is very strong, but it makes it better, you know, to switch to the Eastern Conference. You know, thinking about the Sixers, is pretty much up for grabs in the East. The West is up for the West is going to be tough. I think the Sixers got a clear path to the finals if they can stay healthy, but we're going to see what happens with that. But the West is loaded right now. I gotta put the Clippers. My early prediction for the NBA Finals at this point has got to be the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Los Angeles Clippers. I think it's going to be a epic battle. And,
a JoJo and Kawhi rematch?
Yeah, that's definitely. That's going to be on their mind, too, that even though Kawhi's on a different team, the way they left that sour taste in their mouth the year before, it's definitely going to be heavy on their mind, but it's going to be close. Kawhi has a chance to do something legendary. He could be the first player in history to win a championship with three different teams and get finals MVP. Like, nobody's ever done that. I know that's on his mind. I know that's on his grind. And I kind of want to see that man do it, you know? I like Kawhi. I like his work ethic. He had a Jordan-type playoff. I gotta give all respect to that man. He deserved that max contract, and I think he's gonna step up after getting his money. Unlike a lot of players, they fall back after they get their bread.